Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir Mishnayos for holding Maseches Edius, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Tes. Hey Edu Menchunya Ben Gudgeda Al HaChereshes Shehi Siya Avia. Person named Menchunya Ben Gudgeda testified that a Chereshes, that would be the female form of the word Cheresh, meaning generally means a deaf mute, but it would be a woman that's a deaf mute, or at least, at the very least, a deaf person, that her father married her off. Shehi Yotza Beget. She only leaves that marriage through a get. We'll see why that would be an item to be debated. Next one, Valkatana Bas Yisrael Shenisei Slikorin. Valkatana Bas Yisrael, meaning to say under Bas Mitzvah aged regular Yisrael Jewish girl, not a Kohen, not a Levi, that was then married to a Kohen. She can eat Truma at that stage. And if she dies, Balo Yerusha, her husband, the Kohen, inherits her. Valamarish HaGazul Shebeno Babira. A marish is some sort of item that you would put inside of a building, probably a beam or a long plank. If it was stolen, say a person stole a piece of wood, and then it was built into a building, and then, you know, the person wants to give it back, she'itin is dumbo. He only has to give the value of it, doesn't have to disassemble the building into which it was built in order to give back that stolen item itself. He can just give back the value of it. Valchatos hagzula shalona de l'rabim. And on another case, valchatos, that's a sin offering that was stolen, but it was not known to the public. Shemichataes, it will bring kapara, mimnei tikun mizbeach. That halacha is because of something called tikun mizbeach. So what is going on in all these cases? Says the Rav here, halachayreshes sheyasiya avia, afagav dehavi eshes ish kimura. Now, even though the deaf-mute woman is fully able to get married, she's an eshes ish kimura, totally married woman, shaharei kibla avia kidushat. Why? Not because of any issue or non-issue with her, but the fact is her father accepted the Kesef Kedushin or whatever it would be on her behalf, she ketana, when she was a minor. Even so, she can leave with a get, and she can accept that get when she's a deaf mute. Even though this status does not qualify for the halachic definition of das, being a deaf mute, in other areas she would not be able to do her mitzvah or off the hook on a certain mitzvah, but over here, she can be the one to accept the get to end the marriage. Why? Because das is not needed in this case. A woman is actually divorced technically against her will. That way, don't need her das. We don't need her to have das. She can accept that get, and that would be it. And the divorce would be effective. The next case was, we have this girl who is a katana, she's a minor, and she is an orphan. And then she gets married to a kohen. In that case, being that she's a minor and the father's not accepting Kedushin for her, and whoever is marrying off or a party that's responsible for her, it's only going to be a marriage to Midrabanim. Shechalas b'truma Midrabanim. However, they allowed her to eat, to have rights to eat truma, which she really doesn't have in the Torah. They allow her to eat that truma. Now, we don't make a gzeira that she should not eat truma because people will think that she can eat truma d'oraisa. So she can only eat truma midirabanan, meaning to say she can only eat those items that are only shayach to truma at a rabbanan level, not items that are shayach to truma at a d'oraisa level. Yeah, but she does get that right in the very least, which is more again than if she would not be married to a kohen. So it's kind of interesting. Her marriage is of a rabbanan stature. Her rights here are only to rabbanan dika truma food, and that's what they allowed by her. Next case was a meirish, which is a korah, a beam. Bira is a bayis gadol, a large building. Midnei takonas hashavim. Yeah, takonas hashavim, they say you don't have to disassemble that building. Now, we don't actually have that in our gears, as far as I see in front of me, but that is a pshat anyway. She'im ato matzricho l'ka'ka bira. So if you make a person knock down his home in order to take out that roof beam, la'achzim reish atzmo, and then give back that beam, yamanami lost his tshuva. Nobody's going to do tshuva. So you have to allow him to pay the value instead. Yeah? If you have a chatos shalono del rabim shikizula, it was not known that that was stolen. Shimechaperis itzurak laviacheris. It'll bring kapara, meaning not for obviously the thief, let's say, if he brought it, but for the original owner. It'll bring a kapara. You won't have to bring another one. Why? I mean, they tikkun mizbeach shalo yekohanim atzavim. The kohanim shouldn't constantly have this downtrodden feeling. Shachul chulin shenishchdu ba'azari and say, hey, that was chulin. That was a chatos that was stolen. Doesn't bring a kapara, so it's chulin. No, v'nimsa mizbeach batul. Now, if they would do that, they'd be constantly worried about any chatos that would come. Maybe it's stolen, nobody knows. And mizbeach would be nullified, wouldn't be being used. Shemenayim la'avod avod. They wouldn't be able to do the avod in that way. They would hold back from. Let's do the first mishnah, the next perek. Perek Shemini, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. Rishuv and Maseret testified, Al dam nevela shehu tahar. On the dam nevela it is tahar. Now we had this before. We'll talk about what is being added over here, but the dam of a nevela is tahar. That's what he testified about. Hey, Rabbi Shimon ben Maseret, Rabbi Shimon ben Maseret. It seems that there were not people that were the son of this person in Maseret. We're used to in the Mishnah, it's more commonly Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseret. Over here, saying Rabbi Shua ben Maseret and Rabbi Shimon ben Maseret. Al Efer Chatas Shenogat Tamei Mitzvah. You have Efer Chatas, and that again means the ash of the burnt paraduma, that a Tamei person or a Tamei item touched part of it, Shetimes Kulo, causes Tuma to spread to all of it. Hosif Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva added to that, Al Solis Val Ketores, if you have Solis, mean to say fine flowers to be used for a mincha, or Ketores, Vahalavona, or the frankincense that's to be used with the Lechem Panim, Vakecholim, or coals that are to be used for any of these things. Shinaga Tevul Yom Miksasam, if a Tevul Yom touched part of them, Shepasol Eskulam, Yepasol the whole thing. So let's see here what's going on. Says the Rav, Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Aldam Nevela Shehu Tahor, Milatame Kinevela Bekizayis. It being Tahor does not mean that it's Tahor in all respects. It means to say it doesn't have the dinim of Tuma of a Nevela. A Nevela, once you have Kizayis, will bring Tuma. Yeah, this will not do that. If you have dam of that amount, aval metame b'revius. However, a larger shear, once you get up to the amount of dam that's b'revius, will metame. She'en l'chol davar she'etame damo kivsara el asheretz bo. Because the only thing we're going to have the same shear, same volume, where it's the blood of the animal and its flesh is only by asheretz. Well, the el, says the Rav, bringing up our point, what about early on, Reish Perakei, in the beginning of the Perakei, the tanan dam nevel of space shaman metame? We said beisham ashita. He says it's tahar. That was the gamer hay by sham matam. They said it was tahar entirely. They still matamim. They still said it was tamei. Avelo kinevela shematam mikazayis ela beravis. They still was the one that was said there tamei. They meant this thing. They meant that it is tamei not with kazayis but with the revis. I mean this shita here that in our Mishnah Rishu Maseri is indeed the shita of they still. It's interesting though over here it's being stated that it's being called tahar and they still was calling it tamei because it really is. Tahor to only a certain extent. The next case was if you have Shinoga Tami Mixal, so you have a Tami touched part of Efer Chatos. Yeah, Shetime is cool. Milo also Bekodesh of Efer Chatos. This is a Milo, meaning a special Midrabanan status that was given in many instances to the idea of the Paraduma, a Milo that they did. They did sometimes with Kodesh, they did that, Efer Chatos, they did that. She'afo pishahim gufim chalukim. Even though you have many separate pieces here, we're not talking about a mixture or a pile, one speck is touching another. We're talking about distances between the piles. Imunachim betul chli echab, if they're in the same kli, v'noga davar shuhu metame lekodesh miksasan. If you have some sort of item that will cause tumah to Kodesh items, and it touches one part, I mean one pile that's in that kli, then nitzimukul, and all of the piles are going to become tumah. This is the milo that they make, that the kli is a special din. The kli combines them together to be considered one solid body. See if they related this to a pasuk. It says, that's a pasuk by Nisim. It's not relevant at all directly to this idea, but they learn from this. What do you see? You have one kaf achas, one spoon, asarazav, it was 10 gold pieces worth, malei ketores, full of ketores. Because of us, the kolmash bekaf achas. Third darshan, the first two words. A kaf makes something achas, and together one kli makes something one. Hosef Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva added to that. The ilam medus of Rabbi Shimon Maseira, because from the first part of the testimony here, Rabbi Shimon Maseira, Hoshemana el atame. All you hear is that a tame item can make tame this whole thing. The kli brings it all together. Avar Rabbi Kiva, Hosef Afilu Tvul Yom, Shinon Tame el Poso. Even a Tvul Yom. Tvul Yom doesn't cause something to be tamim, namely that the item would then go and transfer tuma to the next item, it causes it to be puzzle. That means it itself is a problem, but it won't transfer it on. Vilvad, inogam miksasan puzzle is cool. That tevul yom can also do this. That tevul yom doesn't have the general strength, so to speak, of creating tuma as much as something or someone that's tame. It'll also pass on the effect, everything in the kli, and not just the part that he touched. The Rambam pairs, the Rav brings the Rambam's pshat differently. From Rishimin, you only hear that it was a kli that has an inside. You don't hear a kli that doesn't have an inside, meaning like a so to speak, two-dimensional, we have pshute kli, something like that. You have all these items that aren't a kli. You have a big pile of fine flour, katoris, or frankincense, or coals. They're just bound together, piled together, and put on top of a plank of wood. So something pshuta kliyit, or whatever it be. Harehem ki ilu menachem esoch kli. It's like they're in a kli, menachem ki ilu in guf echad. And also that would become guf echad. Legacholim, what does it mean? Coals over here, osin she kohen gadol choseb machka mimikipur. Medaf referring to the coals that the kohen gadol had to scrape away from the mizbech on Yom Kippur to go light up the ketores. Yenoget tfuyam miksasan, if tfuyam touched part of them, nifsu lakum, it all be possible. Maila also, and again, this is another maila. Shana gachala b'nei kibuli tuma. Coals never can become tummy. This is like a mile on top of a maila. Yeah, it's another thing that coals to chlal can become tummy. Thank you for listening. We'll get to you next time.